This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley. Let's go now live to NHPR's Josh Rogers, who is in Cleveland at the GOP convention. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Rick.
Josh, day one in the books. New Hampshire delegates in the swing of things there, and they're going to hear from Iowa Senator Joni Ernst this morning. She actually closed out the convention last night. Right? That's right.
She did, Rick. Senator Ernst had a seemingly pretty tough speaking spot directly following Melania Trump's now controversial speech and the very brief appearance by Donald Trump himself. So the Quicken Loans arena was pretty much empty when she took the stage this morning. Joni Ernst's speaking circumstances will be a lot more intimate in a restaurant adjacent to the hotel here. And if she wants to run for president someday, which some people believe she may, perhaps just as important as being on the stage last night, she's going to be talking directly to New Hampshire's delegates, and connecting with them is a good thing for any politician with national ambition. Some met Joni Ernst when she campaigned in New Hampshire on behalf of Kellyanne during the spring, but it'll be interesting to see how she goes over as the focus.
Yeah, and she's not the only potential future presidential candidate that's paying court to New Hampshire delegates this week, is she?
No, and New Hampshire's not the only state these folks circulate and visit. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton will speak tomorrow. Later in the week, Scott Walker, governor of Wisconsin, obviously ran this time and could run again, will be visiting, and there'll be others. The delegate social calendar is pretty full, and this afternoon they're going to be at an event billed as Make Housing Great Again, hosted by Scott Brown and some country and western acts.
Okay. You got to Cleveland last night, Josh. You hung out with some of the delegates from New Hampshire. What are they making of the experience of attending the convention so far?
It depends a lot on who you talk to. Several of them were eager to immediately argue that the failed effort by the delegates who opposed Donald Trump, the so-called Never Trump movement, was and is being blown out of proportion by the media, and that the flare-up on the floor yesterday was no big deal. Others take a very different view. Former U.S. Senator Gordon Humphrey, a delegate for Ohio Governor John Kasich, is among the most passionate anti-Trump Republicans. As has been widely reported, I'm sure listeners on our air heard it this morning, went so far as to compare the RNC convention to a, quote, meeting of brown shirts yesterday.
Yeah. And how are the New Hampshire delegates who back Trump taking that sort of talk?
Well, some roll their eyes. Others suggest that people like Humphrey are simply sore losers. Some will tell you they worry that perceptions of fissure within the party is just going to help Democrats, and that it's time to unify. For what it's worth, Gordon Humphrey isn't staying at the same hotel as most of New Hampshire's delegates, which one Trump loyalist told me last night was fine with him. But overall, the delegates I talked to last night were feeling very good about the convention thus far and said they're having a great time.
So you are at the delegates' hotel. Give us a sense of the scene there.
Well, it's a Marriott on a secondary road, about 20 minutes from downtown. New Hampshire's delegation has, I believe, about 40 rooms here. So the delegates are a different presence. I stuck my head into the small function room that is their sort of de facto lounge last night. People were having a few drinks and talking about what they'd seen and heard, swapping stories about who they might have gotten their picture taken with, and watching recaps of the day on cable. It really did reinforce that a huge element of these conventions are social. The hotel we're in abuts with another where Rhode Island delegates are staying, and maybe a few from Massachusetts. So the parking lots are filled with New England license plates. And when I headed to my room late last night around midnight, a few delegates were discreetly jumping the fence to the swimming pool to soak their feet and drink some beer. So it was sort of a real summer tableau, albeit one with a few policemen in tactical gear around the corner on the other side of the hotel in the parking lot.
Okay. Josh, quickly, I know issues surrounding Melania Trump's speech last night would seem to contain passages similar to Michelle Obama's speech that she gave in 2008, and those arose after many of the delegates actually turned in last night. So, this all kind of erupted overnight. Have you spoken to any New Hampshire delegates about this?
Not at any length. I did stick my head into the hall a few minutes ago. A delegate was hustling to breakfast and talking on their cell phone as they, continued their conversation. They put their hand over the mouthpiece and muttered to me, "Can you believe that?" with their speech. So obviously people are talking about it, and we'll see where this goes.
All right. NHPR's Josh Rogers. He is live in Cleveland. He is at the convention reporting from the New Hampshire Delegate Hotel. We'll be talking to you tomorrow as well. Thanks, Josh.
See you later, Rick.